Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace. They have a curated collection of investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry. Each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts. You can buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10.
Search goes on in San Francisco for the man known as the Zodiac Killer.
In New York, the search continues for the .44 caliber killer.
See if you can explain to me why I would want to be a Scientologist.
Betches Media presents...
Tell me we have a lead.
Stone Cold, no.
It was literally like the Hunger Games.
Not another true crime podcast.
What can I say? Tough titties.
It's all fun and games until someone gets hurt.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Not Another True Crime Podcast. I'm Sarah Levine here, as always, with my favorite co-hosts ever.
Yes.
Ooh, I'll take that.
That's us? Yeah.
I guess, I hope so. Yeah. Yeah.
Perfect.
We got Danny Murphy at Cashmere Danny.
Hey.
With a K.
With a K. I'm
Casey,
quirky.
Yes.
quirky with a K.
He's quirky. Like Hannah G on The Bachelor says.
Honestly. Oh my God. Remember when she rapped?
No, actually.
I'll never get that period of my life back when her whole family supported her dinner time rap. Like, if I was Colton at that point, okay, this isn't a Bachelor.
I know, this is not the Bachelor. Also, you didn't even let me introduce you.
Yeah.
That's why people think I'm mean to Casey. Casey, K-Space B with a C spelled the normal way that you would expect.
That is true.
K-Space
B, and for the record, I do not think Sarah's mean
to me. And if anyone saw us on Instagram this past weekend, you saw us all drunk together, yeah. So there was no fighting.
I love that you put up a poll of like, who do you think is the drunkest? And the answers were really all over the map.
They
like,
really
when
were.
I looked at them,
a lot
they were.
Of sporadic, yeah.
Yeah. A lot of people thought it was me, and it's because I shared part of my life with you guys, and I understand that. I shared the one time I called in sick from the podcast because I was literally white claw dead.
So everybody, but you also were making like a funny face.
That's true.
Whereas Danny and I were just trying to be cute.
Yeah, I know. I was just blurry in the background, like what?
But it was Sarah.
Sarah.
We met Sarah thinking that we were gonna work on the live show, and she's like, no.
We brought notebooks,
I was like, nope, I've had 16 million mimosas and it's just not going to occur.
And it didn't.
But hey, you know, we watched the 49ers-ish win.
Yeah, I won.
And
Casey's
wearing a 49ers hat today.
It's my team, you guys. And I'm so excited. I'm going to the Super Bowl.
Ooh.
I mean, I'm not. But,
okay,
but you know,
I thought you were going to Miami, yeah. I think it is. And
see
I was
ya.
Like, I'm jealous.
Bye. I'm a millionaire. Bye.
Yeah. Right.
No, I wish I could, but. Fuck.
That would be so fun.
You can't.
I can't.
But
it was a
did?
Fun night. Who?
I mean.
Oh. Was I this know. Our transition
I don't
already?
Know. I don't know if that was. It shouldn't have been the transition yet because that was fast, but that was so perfect.
It was
that
perfect.
Was a perfect
it was
transition.
Perfect.
I guess we
go
can
with it,
just
Danny.
Go get into it because you guys have been hounding on our doors.
Hounding.
You guys love this documentary. You love to hear about it. Did I say it right?
You love to.
Love to see it.
I feel like.
Yeah.
You love to see it. And I feel like
Grandma
a lot of people have thoughts about this one too because even so many, it was such one that everyone knows the name, so a lot of people are interested in it.
Yeah.
And I think it was one too that a lot of people after were kind of like, oh.
I was very unsettled.
I was so unsettled
watching this. And I just for so many, like my, I have so many feelings about
I know.
This documentary. Of course, we're talking about Aaron Hernandez. Inside a Killer. What is it called? Mind of a Killer? Yeah. I'm a Killer.
I killed a guy.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I fucking did it. I murdered
killed
him.
A guy.
Harry Potter and the Legends of Lost Secrets or whatever the fuck.
Yeah, Harry Potter and CTE. Yeah.
And we did get some requests with these like documentary summary episodes to give like a brief overall analysis of what went on, even if you didn't watch the documentary.
Because that's fair also because this did come out last week, so we're jumping
the gun. I know. People, I think it came out on Wednesday or something,
literally
and Thursday
Wednesday.
Morning, people are like, Sarah, have you watched Aaron Hernandez yet? I'm like, okay, first of all, I don't know how much time you think I have, but the answer is none.
None.
But like, I'm impressed with people.
I know, but that's the thing. I'm like, I love that everyone is able to like jump onto it and also that they're able to binge documentaries because I need to like watch a part and then be like,
okay. and process.
Yeah. I need to or chase like, it with the office or something.
Ooh. Oh, see that? I just went for all three, just in bed, in just bed. One okay, morning.
There you go.
Just
that's the way to do
that's
it.
That's what I do. I'm like, if I'm going to wake up, I'm either going to give myself my, you know, 3 hours of scrolling time or I'm going to watch 3 hours
of
TV.
Oh, I like that. I mean, it's unhealthy, but either way.
I'm just saying, well, you can't scroll for 3 hours and watch 3 hours. That makes me feel bad. Right. So I have to pick one or the other.
That's time management.
Yeah. That is true.
Or you wake up early enough. Like today, I just got into the morning show, which is essentially the Matt Lauer story.
Yes.
It's really good. I'm not finished yet, but I was like, you know what? If I wake up early enough, I'll give myself until noon to be productive.
Okay. Oh my
so
God.
So I could watch. And then I was working on the outline.
I was going to say, Casey wakes up at 1 a.m. so she can get her scrolling and TV in.
I have to wake up. It's very hard to wake up in the middle of the night so I can scroll and TV.
You get it all
done. I'm trying to be better. Yesterday, I went for a run for 5 minutes. So
hey, honestly, there you go. That's like half a mile.
It was 26 degrees. I was very proud of myself.
You actually picked the worst because last weekend was the weekend to do that.
I know. I tried to set an intention while sitting outside, but I refused to turn my music off. So I was listening to the fucking Yin Yang Twins going, yeah. And I'm like, my intentions for today are to be productive. And I was like, I don't know if I'm doing it right, but this feels great.
Show. Yeah, it's so funny.
But I'm also getting sick. So I was also treating myself.
I'm getting a little sick too.
No, you guys.
I think that the cups at the Jake's Saloon, Jake's Dilemma. Yeah, I think the dilemma is that
everything
they don't
was
want
there is there head to toe. It truly, I walk in, it was literally just like a frat basement of a bar.
It truly was.
It was
and Sarah's in a
market.
Corner, and you're with your volleyball people who I don't know if they listen or not, but they were also turn on.
Yep.
Literally
Casey
turn around.
Casey definitely thought that they were like a couple because they were having like a serious powwow for like a very long time.
Yeah. If someone leans on someone and then knocks over an entire pitcher of water
that's
spilling everyone
convo.
The bar, that is a deep, you're getting into something.
That's Did you say a deep cut? Oh,
convo.
A deep convo.
A deep convo.
Yeah, yeah. I do love a deep cut.
Good deep convo. So.
But let me just read like a brief summary of this Aaron Hernandez thing.
Do that.
But you guys should watch the documentary. There's like a million of them to choose from, so just watch one.
I know. I texted them last night. I was watching. I was flipping their channels and investigate. Oh, I can't fuck it. I'm
Investigation
sorry.
Discovery.
I switched ID. To decaf and ID channel. Yes,
yeah.
ID channel had one on, which is
oh,
obviously like a very bad reenactment.
For?
But then also Reels, IUD, the channel Reels, which is spelled R-E-E-L-Z.
Yeah,
had
that's
this
also a
crazy
choice.
Man doing an interview with Aaron's jailhouse lover.
Oh,
woman. And so I got a fun tidbit. But they were all on last night. I was like, it was like one documentary pops up, and the rest of them were like,
right.
us two.
It's very
like
heavy
about
on.
Him.
It's totally
it's
that
like
Fire
so
Festival
much.
Like. Hulu Netflix
yeah.
situation
yeah.
where
everyone's
like everyone has to just like slap something
or
together.
Steve Jobs documentary.
Yeah, they're like, oh, let's get Aaron Hernandez's mailman, like from 1986.
And we actually do have we have him here.
Sam, come on out.
Yeah, Sam. Boston proud, Sam.
Oh my God,
Boston.
I love
that mail now forever. No, I
love that one Boston guy in the Netflix doc.
Which one?
Well, the football guy who was like so Boston.
Wait, like the dad?
Oh,
the
dad.
Dad
of his best
but
friend.
There was also like some other guy too.
Wait,
there was a couple
some teammate.
True.
We'll get into it.
Yeah, true blue Boston.
Okay,
Boston.
I also loved that I said we jokingly had Aaron's mailman from 1986 because he was born on November 6, 1989. So that is a type of guess
that
we
is.
Would get.
Yeah.
Someone who. Was his mailman when he wasn't even alive. He grew up in Bristol, Connecticut. Mm-hmm. And basically, like, he was this all-star athlete in high school. This guy did every sport.
One like, of those, like, extremely talented across
seriously,
the board. Seriously.
Yeah. Football was, like, his main jam, obviously, as we know. His father died very suddenly in 2006 when Aaron was 16. So that kind of sets the scene for a lot of his problems
to come.
He
was real close to his dad. His dad was also, like, a football player.
Like
yeah,
very much going
like
in
very
footprints.
Strict, like provided a lot of structure in the house, and he died like suddenly during I
a
think
hernia.
A routine hernia,
yeah,
surgery,
hernia surgery,
yeah,
which was pretty unexpected. So he ended up going to University of Florida to play football. Gets drafted by the New England Patriots. I think that was 2011, 2012.
Yeah, because he was 21 when he won the Super Bowl, right?
And yeah, so he got a touchdown pass in the 2012 Super Bowl.
And I think that was just the year before. So I think he was 22 when he got that. So he was 21.
Okay. And then that same year, he got engaged to Cheyenne Jenkins.
Cheyenne.
Okay. I could not remember how they pronounced it in the documentary.
I just kept reading it.
And I was like, in my head. Anyways. Yeah. And also that same month that they got engaged, their daughter was born. So 2012, big year.
Big year for the Hernandez man.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, as then you, if you
know anything
no
about
news
it.
Or anything, he was convicted or he he was implicated in a murder, and he was found guilty, and that's kind of where, that's kind of the gist of Aaron Hernandez, yeah. And that's yeah. what we're going to kind of rip apart with the documentary.
Yeah.
Harrowing up.
So basically, everything was not really what it seemed. He kind of started smoking weed a lot, and he just had kind of like a history of violence. Like before yeah. his first college game, he punched a restaurant manager in the head
yeah.
because the guy was like, hey, do you want to pay your tab? And Aaron was like, no, and punched him, and then he ruptured his eardrum.
Yeah, that was an interesting thing too, because I mean, as someone who's very sports not scholarly about, I know Tim Tebow, and that's funny yeah. too that they went to, they both played at University of Florida together.
I know, I actually couldn't believe that they came up together.
I don't know why I didn't picture them to be like the same age.
We only heard about Tebow at that time.
Yeah.
Like as much as yeah. as much as like, since we don't follow college mm-hmm. sports as much as probably the normal person, like everybody kind of heard about Tim Tebow, especially because he was so religious and he was like grooming him to be like this huge quarterback that we yeah. didn't hear much about right. Aaron yeah. Hernandez.
Also
at that
the
time.
Funny thing was like, isn't Tim Tebow known for like being terrible once he got to the NFL, whereas Aaron Hernandez was actually very good?
Yeah, he couldn't actually cut it as an NFL quarterback.
But
yeah.
he coined Tebowing, which is when you kneel.
There so. Was, yeah, there was
like, no one's done that before.
Yeah, yeah, there was like a whole like thought. Thing. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, but that is why it is wild, especially that the two used to hang out, because Tebow, especially being like so
religious
yeah. and Aaron kind of being like this bad boy, you know, like it was. Yeah.
So that's what kind
it's
of
interesting they hung out together in college.
What Sarah was saying. So when his father passed away, and you see this in the documentary, the mother ended up starting to date his aunt's husband.
I thought it was his cousin Tanya's ex-husband.
It was Tanya's ex-husband.
Okay, Tanya.
And
yeah,
Tanya was his one cousin who he was super close with, and that chick was a real ride or die.
We all need a Tanya in our
truly
life.
Yes, was.
Yeah. She was the homie. Like, she refused to testify against Aaron
at trial.
She went to jail. She had breast cancer.
In jail.
During the trial, yeah. And she was like, nah, lock me up. I'm not going to flip.
She's like, I'm not going to say anything.
I love her.
I know. I was kind of shocked. I mean, I guess they had to like give her an ultimatum that they even gave her jail time. But I guess because she did.
Yeah, it's like contempt of court.
But it's like, I'm like, oh, but like you just see like this woman who's like so sick.
Yeah.
Like, oh,
yeah.
God. Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess we can let's talk about a little bit about Aaron's more about his kind of youth and his growing up, because I yeah. think a lot of things started through there. I know, Sarah, we were talking about. So he did a lot of drugs. He was smoking a lot of weed. I also saw that he had done a little PCP, but I think that was later on because he was trying
really?
To kind of wreck. He was like, his mind was always a little, I think, off. I think he was always trying to chase some kind of thing yeah. because of his childhood.
And I know that they said that they found PCP in some of the joints that were discovered at Tanya's place.
I yeah. just didn't know people did PCP on purpose.
It's happening.
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy.
But Aaron Hernandez, growing up, like we said, his dad was like a big role model for him. His dad also was very like structured in the way that he was, you know, had his beliefs and on right and wrong and the way that he was raising his kids. It has been said that Aaron, when he was younger, was forced to give oral sex to a male family friend. And that happened repeatedly. For a couple years, his boyfriend, jail lover,
this guy Kyle, alleged.
Well, I mean, he talked. I mean, I don't know. I watched the thing on him.
I didn't watch it, so I was just wondering if it's one of those people like
his name's Kyle
who's
Kennedy,
who's just coming forward to try to get some fame,
attention.
Or if they actually.
I mean, he's still in jail, so how famous can you really get? You
well,
know
it's
what
like
I mean?
Those people in Wisconsin who are falsely confessing to murdering Teresa Halbach, which happens like every 3 months.
Oh,
exactly. Yeah, just for a little interview.
I mean, I don't know. He had some letters and stuff like that, which, you know, Aaron Hernandez's attorney was like, he didn't write those letters. It's like, he wrote you and his fiance and someone else a letter. Like, he was a letter writer. Like, he wrote letters.
The man wrote letters.
But no, but it actually, no, it was
Shakespearean as fuck.
He was a letter writer. No, but he was confirmed, and it did come up in the documentary that Aaron did get molested by a male family friend when he was younger. So that could have also caused some confusion as to whether or not he was gay or not. It was alleged that he also was sexually abused by a female family friend, according to Kyle Kennedy. So who knows? But even in this Reels thing, they said, well, we can't confirm the female one, but we can confirm that something did happen when he was younger.
That's so
with
sad.
An older male.
And also, wasn't the dad like abusive, at least to the mom?
Oh my gosh.
If not to
dad was like verbally and physically abusive to the mom, which is, I mean, we always say that, like, with the fucked up
family
life kind of can like
create
this weird thing in the brain.
Yeah, it's so sad.
Because I felt like what the dad was like, that it was this, he was the all-star of the high school football team when he was in football, when he was in high school, then kind of got to the point where he wasn't making it as big in football. So he, I feel like, never came to terms with that as much, you know? So then he would, like, they said that he had some issues with drinking. So
yeah,
sometimes he'd come home and be so great, so nice, a perfect father. Then other times he'd come home and truly, like, beat the mom to a pulp, essentially. Oh,
God. Yeah, yeah. So clearly the home life wasn't great. Yeah. And Aaron was, you know, getting abused other ways. So he didn't start off, again, like we talk about this a lot, like he didn't start off with the tools, with some tools that would maybe help him to be a little bit more.
Mm-hmm. Right. And his mom just seemed like healthy. So self-centered.
Yeah. Shady, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, just because even the way that they would talk in prison, like she'd be mad at him. And it's like, well, I don't know. It was so weird. She was like mad at him for like him not being like super nice to her. And I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah, and she was like demanding. She was like, just give me $1 million. And he's like, get the fuck out of here.
He was like, what are you talking? Just like shit like that, where I was just like.
And then also the part two where she was like, I'm not going to go all the time to your court, but I'll be there in the beginning so they know I support you. And then when it gets bad at the end. And
I'm like, she's so selfish.
I feel like I'm in the part two.
Marrying your own cousin's ex-husband or whoever the heck it was. What's wrong with you, lady?
This guy's support system was so rocked. It was so cracked. Also, can we talk about the fact that Aaron Hernandez looked like he was 35 from
all
of his. Like, they were showing his high school, they showed his high school photos, and I was like, that's a grown man with like children. Like, he looked the same from his high school photos until like the end of the time.
No wonder, you know, like, he was so good at high school football. He was secretly 35.
He's the Ukrainian orphan.
They adopted him. He's like, I'm 42. I mean, they did say his brain damage was that of somebody that was in their upper 40s.
Oh my god,
when they end up looking at his brain. I mean, that's later down, but so I mean, and then so also, of course, in Aaron's childhood, not only was his dad was raising, he was playing football, he had this really rocky relationship with his mother, he was molested, he also then had a best friend who I mean, this was a really interesting part of the documentary, that he, like, him and his best friend used to kind of hook up.
The quarterback.
They used to hook up, and it was kind of like they didn't really think that it was wrong. Like, they weren't even talking about, like, oh, well, let's keep it secret. They were just kind of like, okay, this is something.
I feel like
I mean, they had to keep it secret from Aaron's dad.
His explanation was, well, the girls don't hang out with the boys. So you're like,
huh? I mean,
he was like, girls at that time don't hang out with boys. I was like, I feel like there's like Sadie Hawkins dances where people go together, but I mean, sure, if that's what the reasoning it then was.
Yeah, but I do feel like even then they kind of knew that, like, they didn't want this to get out to other people.
Yeah, well, it seemed like both their parents were very much like the other guy, I forget what the guy's, his best friend's name is, but his dad was like a Marine.
Oh my god, stuff. I loved when they invited the dad on just to do these like funny one-liners and then cut.
Yeah, he's like, I know I hated the gays, but now I don't. And you're like, what, dude, what? And
just, I like that you made him Southern when they're totally like Boston.
Yeah, from Connecticut. Connecticut and
It's just another, I feel like, layer in this, like, confusing, like, whatever was going on in his mind that he was like, you know, grappling with, you know. It's like, also like, hey, I do drugs, also I'm mad at my mom, also my dad just died, also am I gay? I don't know.
Yeah, so I feel he did definitely have a perfect storm of a lot of shit going down in high school. And then also what's hard too is that what I was thinking, like, so much of it is depending on him doing, like, being the best at football too. So it couldn't just be like, all right, now I'm going to take a break and kind of like process my shit out. No. I need to like excel at this very taxing,
you can't just like phone it
hard
in
sport. Yeah,
for a game or a while. And it's like, that's kind of it. You got to shoot your shot or you're done.
That was my other thing watching it too. I would be so nervous to have a child who was like doing any sport, because I just, every time I watched it, I was like, you're going to get a concussion. You're going to break something.
My sister, you know, gonna have her baby in March. She was like, this kid will never play football.
No.
Never, not fucking once.
It's not worth it.
And I feel like so crazy because, like, yeah, like I'm excited to watch, like, my team's in the Super Bowl. Like, I'm very I have a lot of emotions about football right now.
Just like support the kicker and you're good.
That's true. Honestly, the kicker has the dream scenario.
Yeah. Well, there was actually, you saw there was a guy from the 49ers that retired really, really early because he was nervous about getting brain damage. Yeah. And so he, like, a couple years ago, like, he, and it was like kind of, you know, people talked about it. And then stupid fucking Roger Kraft, that guy that owns the Patriots, remember at the end, he's just like, I think everybody should play football. It's like, buddy, like, people are fucking killing themselves. Yeah. Like, it's crazy.
For what? It's not worth it. Well, also,
he wants everyone to play football so he can make more money.
I know, right? But also, I'm kind of like, okay, it's 2020. We should have the technology to make these helmets slightly better. Like, yeah. Come on. Are we doing nothing right now?
I don't know. I mean, because they even said they're like the helmets. You think that there's something that actually...
No, that shit's like a bicycle helmet.
Truly. Yeah.
Well, they it's said like it, memory it, foam.
It only
and
really
like,
protects the skull. It doesn't protect how much the brain is rocking up against the skull. And that's where you get the damage.
Yeah.
Because was that on the Reels one or was that on the Netflix one when they were talking about the helmet?
I don't
that
remember.
That might have been on the Reels one that I watched last night because they were saying, they're like, so if you have the part of the brain, like your brain is protected by your skull and the helmet only protects the skull. So essentially every time you get a hit in the head, you're like the parts they're knocking and
well,
they're
that's
like,
what a concussion like is. A concussion just, is when your brain hits against your skull. Oh. That's all it is.
Yeah, yeah. Or the certain, is it the whole, again, here it is.
No,
people
it's
are going to be like,
you can have
fucking
like
idiots.
I know, right?
Learn about a brain. It's like, I'm sorry, I didn't take a science class. We do a fucking crime podcast. Give us a fucking break. But anyway,
no, I just think a concussion is like anytime your brain hits against your skull, it doesn't really matter what part. You can have it like in the front or the back. Certain parts are like worse than others. Like, Natasha Richards. Like she had Liam Neeson's wife. Like she had a concussion in a certain part that gave her a certain type of hemorrhage that like causes you to die
it's
very
fluid. It like
fast.
Releases fluid, but I'm gonna look it up right now. Just like, so any of the fucking
science
nerds can't
yell at us. Yeah, I think it has to do with like some artery that gets like burst in the brain. If you have that type of concussion, anyway, football is bad. Fun to watch.
Yeah, just
fun to
just
watch,
code.
But not to play. I guess is what we. Wanted to talk about, but I also just wanted to break down like the legal issues a bit.
Caused by a bump, blow, or jolt to the head or hit to the body that causes the head and brain to move rapidly back and forth. The sudden movement can cause the brain to bounce around or twist in the skull.
Twist!
creating chemical changes in the brain and sometimes stretching and damaging brain cells.
Ouch.
Holy Toledo. That's a lot to take in your head.
That's hard.
Concussions are scary.
Yeah, they are scary. I had one once. It was a terrible time.
No.
So,
did you?
Yeah.
What happened?
I don't. No, because I was drunk and either fainted or
oh God.
Just like slipped in my friend's bathroom. So that sucks.
Sarah.
It was like 5 years ago. I'm okay now. And it only happened once, so I'm good.
There you
be
go.
Careful. Right, unless I kill someone, then it's totally because of my concussion.
No bathroom stuff.
No. What?
No drunk bathroom stuff. I have
just pee outside?
Yeah, just never pee.
Yes. Just wait.
I mean, honestly,
just pee outside. Wait until the next morning.
Or just wear diapers.
Just pee in the comfort of your own bed like
a
grown
God.
Up.
That's fair.
That's hilarious.
I'm kidding.
Everybody wear diapers to the live show.
Ooh.
Ooh. I mean,
no,
they
that's
are,
a weird element to
just
add.
Just kidding.
It already happened.
You're right.
So.
We're recording from the future.
We're recording from the future.
Dun, dun, dun.
Love it.
Because.
Yeah. Okay, but so like we mentioned with Aaron Hernandez, so 2012 is like this huge year for him. He catches a touchdown pass in the Super Bowl, but it's such a short-lived glory. It's so wild. Like in 2012, two immigrants basically bump into him at a nightclub. I don't know why they managed to, like why they bothered to say that they were immigrants like so many times.
I think
but
just to add on
just
that
they were like two like normal-ass
yeah.
like family men.
Yeah.
They bump into him at a nightclub and I guess spill his drink. This is the theory that's proposed in the documentary. So he guns them down in their car.
That night. Yeah.
That night.
Yeah. That night in like a drive-by style shooting. And he would be later acquitted in that double homicide. But then in 2013, he was convicted of killing this guy, Odin Lloyd, who was kind of a friend of his. He was a semi-pro football player. He was dating Aaron's wife's sister.
Girlfriend, fiance.
They never got married?
No.
Oops. Okay, fiance's sister. Mm-hmm. So they like were loose acquaintances, but I don't know that they were
they
like
full on knew each other.
That's
yeah,
what I was
they
so confused about.
They would smoke all the time together.
Yeah.
Like,
I thought that they were just like cool, but not like super close friends.
No.
And also you would know, like you know, they're related enough in that sense to know each other too.
No, they were both huge potheads. Yeah. And he would like, they said like Odin was the guy that would like roll all the joints. Cause like Odin was like the master
joint
roller. So like they would come over and Aaron, they said in all, like every drug dealer that they talked to said that Aaron basically just like smoked nonstop. He was just back. I mean, essentially that's why like he'd gotten into trouble in a lot of different, cause when he got drafted to the Patriots, they thought he was going to go first round. He went fourth round because he'd failed so many drug tests.
Yeah.
And because people knew that he
which
was
he
a
claimed
little
later
bit,
was like, no, I only failed one.
Yeah. Like, but I think everyone knew
the test right there.
Yeah.
So we know.
Yes. Yeah. Everyone knew who was a bit of a loose cannon.
Yeah.
And even when they interviewed Kyle in jail was saying that, like, I didn't know this is a thing, that, but Aaron was actually smoking. They were smoking in jail. They were smoking synthetic marijuana in jail. They were smoking it before. So apparently,
well,
you
I mean, I guess if you,
you can
make like. Like
get contraband.
Well, that's like the shit they sell in like gas stations, you know?
But it's bad. It fucks, that stuff can fuck with
you.
Yeah,
that stuff is like worse than weed, I've heard.
Yeah. But because
it's just mixed with whatever.
Because it's just random ass chemicals that you don't really know what it is. And you're not supposed to smoke it, but people
no,
do.
No, you're not. Yeah. They have like ads on the subway that are like, synthetic marijuana is not marijuana. It's
just get the real stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, it seems really scary. Kyle,
or again, just code, guys.
Just code.
don't smoke weed.
Get
don't play
into
football.
Coding. What do you mean? Go to like coding boot camp?
Yeah. Yes. Or go do Carly Who Codes. Code with Carly Kloss. That's
oh
a cool thing. And make gluten free cookies. Carly Kloss.
The Victoria's Secret model?
She loves
computer
science.
And that's married to a Kushner?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, I don't take anything she says for true then.
Didn't you go and watch? She said on Watch What Happens Live, she doesn't like them. So there we go.
Oh, good. Yeah, so good.
She's voting blue.
Go Carly.
But
Kyle also was talking about how like every story that Aaron told him, like when they were in jail together, every single story. So now we have fights. We have that. We have a couple murders. He said that everything he said about his like childhood and his past was always involved around like, oh yeah, and then we got in this fight and I knocked this guy out. We got in this.
Jesus.
Like every fight he talked about was about. Or every story he had was about getting in a fight. So like he was clearly like this violent streak was like just fucking in.
I mean, I feel like that was just the solution. Anytime he got into a confrontation was just like, oh, I have to pay my bill. I'm going to rupture some dude's eardrum.
And even when he was on the phone, one of the times when he was on the phone with his mom in the prison and he was like, you make me so angry. If you were here, I would punch you in the face.
I remember that.
And I was just like, okay.
Yeah. So it's either, I mean, like, so there is a couple things. Like, obviously, his dad was violent. This could have just been, like, a genetic hand down. But there's also, I mean, this is what the prosecution was trying to argue, that they ended up being, like, no, that he was gay and that he was trying to overly compensate by then acting like the toughest guy he could. But I just feel like I think he was just a violent guy.
Well,
I don't think it had to do with one thing or another.
They showed the other guy who wasn't the one that he... was sexually active with, but the guy who was like, I just gained weight so I would be ugly.
Oh yeah, that guy. Yeah.
Which is when like I feel like that's more of the reaction for that to be like Clausel on the football team. It's like he was like, oh, I wanna be more masculine in that aspect and not punch people and shoot people.
Yeah. I mean, I could see it both ways. Yeah. Like people overcompensate in various ways. I don't know. Like that didn't bother me.
Some people grow a beard, some people shoot people.
Yeah, but especially
not
like,
that I'm saying it's okay, but no, I'm like, but I can see that as a plausible explanation.
Right. Yeah. Well, especially because he was trying, you know, he really didn't want to let down his dad and his father's legacy and all this stuff about being the best and all that stuff. So it just seems like the aggression obviously came.
And I mean,
it's a lot of trauma. Yeah.
And it's a hard thing too. I mean, it's a competitive sport where like he's literally getting every single literal step he takes is being judged by the NFL team and sports journalists and like fans and being like, everything could be gone in a second for him.
So what do we think? Let's talk about real quick. What do you guys think? So there was, what was his name? Bradley, the drug dealer guy that was friends with him that was apparently there the night that he supposedly shot those two guys in the car. Mm-hmm. And then also he supposedly shot him in the face. Who do we like? What do you guys think of that situation?
Oh, yeah. He supposedly shot him in the face. Yeah. But I'm like, why are you only bringing this up like at trial?
And not
like,
immediately
because
after.
This had never come up before.
Don't you know the rules of the streets?
Yeah. You're right.
Bubblegum.
Yeah, he even said he's like I wanted revenge. He's like, I wasn't about to tell on him. Like, I wanted to fucking kill him myself. You know, like,
okay,
there's that. Yeah. So what do you guys think with what we saw? I just spit on the microphone.
That's fine.
Love it. Do you guys think that with what we saw in the documentary that he shot those two guys, or do you think it was the Bradley, the drug dealer that shot them? And do you think that he shot Bradley in the face?
Question. Well, I'm just wondering if there's no, like, he never went to the hospital. He was just walking around with a face wound. Is there any way we can corroborate that?
He went to the hospital.
Oh, he did? Jesus.
Yeah, that's why he got saved. Or that's why he didn't die, because essentially people heard the gunshot and came out.
Okay.
And he was like lying there. He was left for dead, but then he went to the hospital, and that's essentially how he got.
That's right.
Okay. Yeah.
He had the fake eye.
I don't think he shot himself in the face.
Yeah.
No, I don't think he shot himself
in
the face.
And I mean, it all, and like his story track, because he was saying that he tried to get Aaron out of the club when, after they spilled the drinks, being like, it's not worth it to get that angry. And then Aaron just saw them, the car of the two people who spilled the drink, and like he just got overcome with rage. It was almost, it almost felt like football in itself, it's like, oh, speed up, tackle that. And instead of tackling them for a ball, it was like, speed up to their car, shoot them and get revenge type of situation.
I like that you just put that back to football.
Go
oh my God, so beautiful.
I mean, and we're kind of bearing lead here that they found the car at Aaron's cousin's house.
Yeah.
Right.
They found the car that was...
She has a goddamn name and you know it's...
It was at Tanya's house?
Yeah.
It was Tanya's house?
Yes, yeah, yeah. It was. That's Party where Tanya is the homie.
She literally was like... Do you know that movie Welcome to Ma's? Like Ma's house? Like Tanya is Ma.
No, I want to see that.
Oh my God. One movie Casey does not know. Yes. Ooh. I feel vindicated.
It's a new movie.
Octavia Spencer. Don't make me drink alone. It's
oh,
like that.
Ma?
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't seen it, but I've heard of it.
I'll watch it on a plane.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. I'll watch it on a plane like 3 years from now.
I'll watch it on a plane.
But yeah, so...
But yeah, the car was at fucking Tanya's house.
And
yeah.
Also they said it was like, I thought they said the person who shot them out of the driver's side door. So I would more readily believe that the person who we know has acted out violently in anger before was driving the car versus like he convinced his friend who wasn't even really involved in this altercation to go do that.
Didn't we know he was driving too because he did the little dance in the gas station?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And wait. Was that from that night?
No, I thought that was the Odin night.
That was the Odin night. That's the Odin night. But I mean, he was the driver that night too.
Yeah.
Aaron, he just really wasn't that clean with any of these.
No,
I feel like so much.
It was like returned the car with a gun with a bullet in it.
Yeah, it was almost comical how bad. I thought this to myself. I was like, he was not bad at murdering people, but very bad at getting away with it.
Yeah,
it was like he didn't even try.
Viola Davis is shaking her head.
Right, the Enterprise lady was like, "Yeah, there were bullet holes in the car. Like you would totally remember that."
Shells.
Oh yeah, that's what I meant.
Yeah,
the shell
she's like,
casings.
"What I think was a bullet." And then like it was so very. And this, now we're talking about the Odin murder, but it was so very fucking clear that he walked into his house and what he had was a gun.
Oh, that was
my
favorite.
That it was a gun. The woman who was like, "Oh, it just looks like a black."
That was his girlfriend. Object.
I know. I loved that.
Yeah. And
another true ride or die.
There's a box. Throw it out. She's like, I actually don't know what dumpster I put the box in. You're like, well, you know what dumpster you put the box in.
Yeah, there was a lot of stuff, and the way that they only erased some parts, and like, it was just like,
his
you know what?
Wasn't there one line in the documentary where they were just like, if he had erased his own home security footage, he would have been in a much better position. It's like, dude,
isn't it actually wild though that there is so much of this weird footage that you can like see his car taking off down this road and then you can see it getting off on the freeway. Like I thought the amount of video surveillance that is just around in the world is just a bit wild.
Well, I guess
you know what I mean?
Had, like,
we are living in the circle.
On his property just for like safety and
no
stuff
but
like
I mean
that.
It even shows when he was like taking off, like, you know, it shows them like on the free, like they circle the car and they're like, that's where the car is. Like it's
like the Fast and the Furious 7. Everyone, the government's just watching us.
Did you guys see what his fiance posted on Instagram like in response to this?
Oh, in response to
it's
the
one
documentary
sentence, and
I
tried to understand it, but well, she just said, I want to let you all of you sweet souls know I have tried to read every message sent on IG and through email, positive and negative. The amount of support is unreal. Thank you so much. And then her, that's like, fine, whatever. But then her caption is, hashtag stay humble, kissy face.
Huh? Humble about what?
That's what I don't get. Like you.
What? Let me see that.
Wait, where'd it go?
Hashtag stay humble.
Also, there's no way she's reading all those messages.
And also, it's crooked on a pink Instagram story.
Classic.
So there's that.
It's actually, that's worse than the notes apology.
It is worse than, especially
the
with
notes
that
app screenshot.
Hashtag
oh
stay
my
humble.
God. Shay J. Hernandez.
Oh, their boy. Kid is
just
cute,
going by the last name. I mean, that is what, this is why I feel so unsettled. Because at the end of this day, at the end of all of this, there was a guy who was clearly struggling with his own shit, with his own demons. Like,
yeah.
And not to mention the fact that I mean, we haven't even gotten to the main juice part about it, but I mean, he had brain damage. He had severe brain damage. They were juicing him up with fucking pain medicine
that
for
was
the
crazy.
Entire year. The Patriots in the NFL were so complicit in this whole thing that it was just disgusting to me. That's unsettling. It's unsettling that he's got a child. It's unsettling that the sisters don't like that now, like, every part of this family is like
ripped
cracked
apart.
And broken, and also there's somewhere there was adults that were abusing children within the same world as well, and that just it all like just made me feel terrible. I mean, and we'll say this once: Aaron Hernandez was really hot, and then and that's
all we're gonna.
I know I texted Casey
and
Danny
took us
in
a
the
while
middle
to say it,
of,
but yeah. I just knew that we needed to throw that out there.
Yep.
But then and that's not what makes it unsettling, but it's just I just wanted to throw
but
that in because we
an extra added element of. What a shame. Sidebar though, I really did want to sidebar. This part of the documentary I will never forget was like when Aaron Hernandez gets arrested or indicted, I don't remember, for murder, the Patriots' first thing to do is like, oh, we got to have everybody exchange their jerseys.
Oh, right.
What the fuck?
Oh, wait, we have
they were saying that it was
a listener who worked that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Because that was the thing that they were saying, that this was, because like you were talking about, this was all happening during their huge Super Bowl time. So merch was at an all time high.
It's
so
just
they were
fucking
trying to
ridiculous.
Like right over that. And that was the thing.
It's like, first of all, you already bought it, so you shouldn't be able to exchange it. But also, like, why is that your first priority? They did not give a shit about him at all. They dropped him like a hot potato. Mm-hmm. And again, I'm just like, really, why are you guys worried about your fans exchanging the merch?
And
like,
that guy, I think that was so ridiculous. A move that they had to, you know,
I know, but I couldn't believe it. Like, that was so insane to me.
And then that guy who was like, oh, it sucks because my last name is Hernandez.
Yeah.
I was like, but I
it's
think
just, it's the, it was their
I was
way
like,
of saying.
A man died. Kim, there's people that are dying.
It's their way of saying we don't just support a murderer.
No, but I totally get it. But
it is a weird,
I was like, oh, that's what you're worried? Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. Did you find the listener email?
No, I don't even.
Send it again if you're listening to this and you work.
She just
said
it was like a crazy day. I think I read it one day when I was reading a bunch of mine. I don't even remember her name. I thought I screenshotted it, but I didn't.
It's all good. Instagram like sucks in that way. Like
you can't search
the content of the messages. Like I gotta remember your handle. That's never happening.
So I guess so. Let's talk about then the trial. So obviously, so Odin is murdered. Mm-hmm. They find all kinds of shit linking Aaron Hernandez to it. Obviously, the casings in the rental car. They found a blunt next to the body with the same papers that, mm-hmm. I mean, a lot of people use that to roll with. But like, obviously, that's what he'd bought that night before going there. There were shoe prints. And then the video of him coming in with the gun. But they don't talk about a reason for him
doing
this.
They never do.
I mean, they say that possibly Odin saw maybe Aaron engaging in activity with like another man. They say that's the only thing that they could have.
Or some people think he maybe knew something about the double homicide, like something that could implicate him. Mm-hmm.
There's also
that was the only theory. But they never like attempt to explain it. And I'm like,
and that's the weird thing too. It's like they didn't try to find out. I feel like there wasn't a lot of questions. And that was kind of my thing, like to get to the overarching, like how did you guys feel that this was as a documentary?
I've had a lot of questions. I still am left with a ton of questions.
That's my I feel like they focused in on so many things that were interesting but not really adding to, they was adding to like a part of the story but not really to the overarching part of the story. And I feel like I kind of left away not knowing that much more about him than I already knew, or like I had to look up a lot of places to connect the dots myself.
I feel like two things. Number one, I saw this meme that was so funny that had a picture of that gay guy who gained a lot of weight, and the caption was like, what the fuck did this guy add to the documentary?
Well, also just to insult me, because he was like, they
person
just
going through a similar thing.
Gay
like, people drink martinis and are skinny. I'm like, I'm one of two. Well,
there you go.
There we go. No, but I know, but that was whenever they would cut to him, I was like, did they just like lose someone? Did they expect someone to like talk?
I feel like they needed some filler. But and also the timeline was like so chaotic. No wonder I can't remember half the shit that happened. It would be like, all right, 2012, we're in the Super Bowl. We're 2006, and then we're back to 2013. And I was like, can we just not do this?
It was very That's So Raven. Yeah,
they did say that they found the car at
Tanya's
house before they even talked about that murder.
Right, and you were like, what? Chaotic.
Yeah,
because that's why I was so confused. I was like, whose car? I was like,
and that's why I feel like initially our producer Sean thought that they totally didn't even mention one of the other murders he committed, but I think it was just because they were jumping all over in time. And
see,
like,
I thought it was well done though, but I think that was also one of the unsettling things, is that I still was like, I still feel very like I have more questions about what the hell was happening.
And you know what? I feel like if anything, it opened up a dialogue that I would want. And I mean, I feel like this could never really, I'm the only person who could do this is Ronan Farrow, probably, because he has the power to take down huge things.
Yes.
Or like, where is the deep dive into everything the NFL has done like this or similar to this?
Because
you know the skeletons that it, like regarding that is juicy and very interesting.
Yeah, especially the Patriots. Let's be honest.
Because obviously
that's what I'm saying. I'm like, if you're gonna cheat, and you're probably also gonna do some other shady shit.
I mean, so
Boston.
We're obviously talking in the documentary. They essentially, Aaron Hernandez has this gorgeous mansion. He lives in this house, but after the whole thing with Bradley, after he allegedly shot Bradley in the face, he knew Bradley was coming after him. And so he went to the NFL. He went to either the owner or the coach and said, I'm not safe. So they allowed him.
Oh, yeah.
They have a source. I mean, this woman couldn't have been more sketchy in the fucking documentary. She was like, I make sure that they can have things that they want. You know, and you're like, this bitch is taking care of prostitutes and murder and drugs and everything.
She's like the Ghislaine Maxwell of the NFL.
And so she's like, so I just got him an apartment. Like, and so the NFL, they just were basically like, oh, you don't feel safe because you might be implicated with these like drug dealers and these murders and stuff like that. Okay, we'll just get you another apartment. Mm-hmm. Like that part.
Right. You think like they really didn't ask any questions put him in like NFL witness protection?
I know.
Like,
and then when they fucking put Robert Kraft on the stand and they were like, what do you do? And he's like, whatever they tell me to. It's like, go fuck yourself.
What is this, the mafia? Well, Jesus.
And that's my interesting.
I want to make sure I'm saying the right name.
Okay. Yeah, it is Robert.
I was almost surprised that this even was able to go all the way to trial, I guess, because there was just too much evidence. Because I'm like, the NFL can shut down so much stuff that...
You're right.
Yeah, I like...
Well, I think it really was because they just totally, like, severed ties with him real fucking quick.
Yeah. I'm wondering if they've... Because it doesn't make them look very good. I'm wondering if they've said anything since this documentary's come out.
I couldn't see that. The only thing I've been seeing is that not a lot of people that, like, on either ends of it, like, Odin Lloyd's family didn't like it. Obviously,
his family
didn't like it.
Yeah, they thought they were like, we didn't give permission for this to happen, and we didn't really want this to happen because it was just for them. I mean, because like we said, there was no major answers revealed, so they were just like, this was just re-triggering for us.
I mean,
that's true, and also that his defense attorney was like pissed because I kind of felt like the Netflix documentary focused more on his sexuality potentially as a motive and less on the brain injury, like not so much. And so his defense attorney is like pissed about that.
Well, his defense attorney also defended Casey Anthony. Fuck himself. His defense attorney.
I'm not saying it's legitimate. No. I'm just saying it happened.
I know.
That's a real thing. Yeah, that it's interesting that they kind of were just like, oh yeah, and there's also this thing that like a bunch of football players suffer from and like people hate it and they want to bring awareness to it. But yeah.
I know. Definitely shed some light onto what is actually going on. That's the newest documentary, but Underneath the Helmet.
Ooh.
The true story of NFL.
And it's like the No Doubt remix.
I'm making it.
Love
Underneath
it.
The Helmet.
Yes.
Well, what was that movie with Will Smith based off of? Was
Switch
it based off of a book?
Hitch?
No. The one about the concussions.
No, you're talking about Hitch.
Fuck you guys.
I actually don't know. What is it?
I am Legend. I know Wild Wild West.
I thought it was Will Smith. I think it is. It's about... Fuck. It's not called Concussion. That would be too easy. Focus? No.
There's a movie called Focus.
I don't
know. For sure.
Let's Google it.
Can we also talk about the fact that I've heard of a movie
that you guys haven't heard of? Oh my God. Pinot Grigio shots.
Wait,
all
you're
around.
Right. It's called Concussion.
It is called Concussion.
Cacolate.
So on the nose. Okay. But anyway, whatever I was going to say, that is based off of... Turn that into like something else.
I was going to say also Jose Baez, which is the defense attorney. He also, I mean, this is why everything is so fucking jacked. Like, I mean, I know we mentioned it just in passing to say for fun, but he was talking about how when they went into court one day, how one woman mentioned Aaron's looks.
Oh my God.
Woman was like, he's gorgeous. And Jose was like, oh, that's what we need. Just more women on the jury.
Woman was Casey Balsham.
Stop it. But I mean, it just made me sick to my stomach to think that that's how that guy thought. It was
how
like,
they play the
let's play on his looks to get him off of fucking murdering a life.
Yeah.
I mean, so, that's what they
well, that's
do.
His like that was his,
I know.
Yeah.
Not that it's cool, but
it's
as
just
Manson's just
doing
it's
his
not
job.
Right, but it's okay.
Did you not find it disgusting that he laughed about it?
Yeah.
I just think that's a
defense lawyer is like that's kind of like their
they
energy.
Are, they're
right. Totally slimy. So yeah, but
that's slime ball.
And I feel like I'm a little more desensitized to that because of all the SVU and Good Wife I watch. I'm used to them.
This is the thing. We're all desensitized to murder, but you throw fucking cats in a bag and people want to shit. Because cats are defenseless. I get it. Don't come at me.
Yeah,
I'm just
so
kidding.
But
it's like we talk about murder
so
with
such
not...
So is the man who got drugged when he thought he was just going
on a
date.
That's what I'm saying. Like we're almost desensitized to murder, which is kind of wild. But that's why like we have a defense attorney that will laugh about him being so hot. Yeah. Meanwhile, this I mean, obviously, if you guys don't know, spoiler alert, Aaron Hernandez ended up killing himself in jail.
Oh, yeah. So we didn't even get to that.
I know.
Yeah.
This guy, Aaron's dead. People that he killed are dead. Like, there's so much death, and this guy's laughing. I don't know.
I mean, no, we're laughing. You're totally right. Like,
no, I know what you mean.
It's crazy. It's just crazy that on a documentary, he'd be like, like, we can talk about it. We're a podcast. Yeah. We can laugh.
Yeah.
Well, also because we did not sway it at all.
Yeah, we don't.
Yeah, none of us were on the jury that we know of.
I wonder if we would ever not be able to get picked for a jury because we do this.
Oh, shit. Probably. That would be really smart.
Thank
of us.
God bless not another true crime podcast.
Yes.
I know. So, Aaron Hernandez, pardon me. Again, I switched to decaf, so my mouth, it's 5 o'clock and my mouth.
It's literally burglary. And there's, what can I not pronounce? Homeowners.
Homeowners. But Aaron Hernandez. Hernandez. Aaron.
Oh, that's staying in. I'm not editing. That's staying in.
Sink Aaron or swim.
Hernandez did end up hanging himself. This was actually, so what was happening was that he got acquitted, right? That's the word for the double homicide. He was found not guilty.
He was acquitted.
So he was talking to his lawyer because he was going to appeal the Odin murder. So he was essentially in a good spot for where he was. He was, had found this disgusting defense lawyer who could fucking get Casey Anthony off, so he has hope. And he was just about to appeal, and boom, the week after, they found him hung in his jail cell, which apparently he was also smoking synthetic marijuana, which, as we said, can kind of fuck up your brain.
Obviously, he
already had fucking brain issues. So Aaron Hernandez is now dead, and it's because, and the motive for him killing himself is because there was this archaic law in Connecticut saying that if you die while your thing is still like in appeals, while your case is still in appeals, that it's all null and void, essentially. So that,
I thought that he killed himself because there was rumors that his sexuality was going
to
come out. Because
I know that that's what he was worried about, and he wanted to
see. There's so much that's not clear. We're like, why did he kill himself? Why did he kill these people? We don't really know.
Well, so apparently, in the same jail that he was at, there was like a very famous priest that was also, was this in the Reels one too? Did I find a lot of this out in the Reels?
Girl, I don't know where you found this famous priest.
I know. Can we even trust it?
This
guy at a bar I met said he was a priest at this jail cell.
No.
And he read Harry Potter.
No, this guy was a famous like pedophile priest, like a pretty big one that was in the same jail. And he killed himself in this jail. So everyone in this jail knew about this because he killed himself because of this law. To clear his name, to clear his church and all that stuff. Massachusetts. I said Connecticut.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of Mohegan Sun. You guys know me. I'm so sorry.
You love Mohegan Sun.
Massachusetts. I'm so sorry. So this famous priest killed himself. And so everyone in this jail knew about this archaic law, which I totally forget what it was called.
But basically, if you die before you've exhausted all your appeals processes, your conviction is vacated.
Yeah,
which doesn't really benefit you when your ass is dead, but it can benefit your family,
which means
and things like that in like civil suits, for instance, wrongful death suits.
Yeah, so people in this prison knew about this, and I think told Aaron that, and I think, you know, essentially being a father, being somebody who also kind of was not in their right mind all the way, because he wrote his girlfriend a letter, he wrote his fiance a letter, he wrote his daughter a letter, but in the letter to his fiance he wrote, "You're rich," because he was assuming that because he died that the Patriots were going to have to pay out the rest of his thing to them. And then, as it turns out, Odin's family then challenged this and they overturned that whole law because it was recently
2019.
Yeah.
And so as it stands, Aaron Hernandez is still a convicted murderer. So a lot of twists and turns, and a lot of crazy things. But again, a lot of it's just so unsettling. There's just,
I know. I guess I still can't help but just feeling bad for him, and also all the people. Victims. That goes first and foremost.
For everybody involved.
But I do kind of feel bad for him too, because
and getting to know more about like his past too. It got really
Like he had this fucked up past. Nobody seemed to have helped him.
No,
like, and he had all this potential.
That's like without a brother, without a dad.
Yeah,
now he's like finding, you know, their cousin died and the mom's a little fucked up. Yeah. Like, it's just, there's like so many factors. Now the daughter just is growing up without a dad. And
with all of this on her back. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just feel like it's left this insane wake of like, I don't know, tragedy. Mm-hmm.
Really? Yeah, there is. And then obviously because now he donated his brain and all this stuff is coming out about CTE, which is this terrible, terrible degenerative like brain disease that causes depression that causes like all these different symptoms. Or
it's like it's linked it's just, to it's brain mood damage. Swings, linked to there's dementia.
Violent outbursts. There's a lot more study that they have to
yeah.
do with it.
Yeah, yeah, but it's been like linked to all these things. So
yeah.
His defense lawyer was basically arguing like, why are you focusing on the sexuality? The real issue that they never got to bring up in court, what because I guess they hadn't done the research yet, was potentially all of these brain issues.
Yeah, like they said the damage in his brain at 27 was so bad. They don't see it in anybody that's like under like 49 or something.
That's
like
also
that.
Crazy
like,
that he was wild. Only 27 when he
I know.
Died.
I know.
Insane.
He lived a lot happened in that.
Yeah.
In that time. But Sarah, you have some updates.
No, nope, that was it.
That was the
you
update.
You guys covered it. Yeah, that was the only update.
That was the update. So what do you guys think? Danny, I know you had, Danny's got to go back to work. So what do you think?
I feel like this documentary, the one thing, I feel like it didn't give a huge takeaway of justice to anyone totally involved with it. But so I hope that what it comes for is a bigger discussion at large for the NFL and how they treat their players and kind of like the medical field with that of being like,
yeah.
let's
yeah.
help your players like get actual help and take more care of them both physically and mentally.
I think they're doing so now. I think they're like, players are like getting MRIs done in the off season in between things just to kind of like check on where their heads are at.
Yeesh, I hope they have good like disability what in the NFL, you know?
What do you feel, Sarah?
I mean, I guess I just feel bad for all these Netflix documentaries because, like, you think, it's like, imagine going through this and you think everything is, like, all done and put to bed. And then just Netflix has to go, like, drag it back up again for That's, everybody to be talking about it. And obviously, mm-hmm. we are complicit and we are playing a role in this.
Yeah. But still.
So, like, the more we do this, it just makes me feel, like, bad.
Yeah.
I know. I know. I feel that as well. I also feel kind of along the same lines as like Danny with this research. It feels really like, so here's these guys that play football that essentially reach their dream. Like a lot of these people, it's their dream to play in the NFL. And then the payoff that they get from it is a brain disease that causes them to commit suicide. It just makes me really, really sad about that. You got to the spot that you lived your dream and then you're like, you know,
I know.
Kind of
part of me also with
that.
This documentary, I was like, who was this really for? Because it's not really for the victims. Aaron Hernandez. Like, who is this for?
Nothing
like, what was I supposed to take away with this outside of some like
maybe that's why I
pieces
felt so
of knowledge that are so like scrambled in my brain, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. I do like documentaries when Netflix or whoever will bring to light a case that a lot of people don't know about where there's maybe some injustice. Like the Garrett Phillips one, for instance. I feel like that happened in like, Binghamton or something?
Yeah.
Buffalo? Somewhere upstate?
Happened in
Poughkeepsie. Potsdam.
Potsdam.
Okay. So cases like that where it's like a small town case, there was probably some injustice. Like those I think are interesting to bring to light something that the public wouldn't know about, but something like this when I'm like, you know, it's everyone's been talking about it and it didn't even happen that long ago, like we were alive when this was happening.
I know.
I'm just kind of like, who's supposed to benefit from this except for people like us who just consume this shit like it's, you know?
I mean, do you think the point was to educate people about CTE, even though they kind of only briefly touched
like
on
they
it
glossed
towards the
over
end?
To me, I felt like they focused more on the sexuality rumors, which also bothered me because I don't know.
It was it's an interesting part, but I think at the same way that wasn't the, you can't use it as the whole thing. Like the prosecution was why they ended up throwing it out. I also feel like them trying to like not have that play a part also then just also keeps this bigger secret that kind of
it
maybe
seems like,
added
yeah.
to his pain. You know,
I feel like
I don't
they glossed
know,
over a lot of things. It's like they half-assed a lot of things and didn't like whole ass anything.
This
so.
Is like one of those ones I could have used one more part to it. I know having all the parts. You're like, everything should be done in 30 minutes.
No,
I
Netflix thought, listened to us for once and they're like, all right, we're only going to do 3 episodes when maybe they could have done like 4 or 5. That's so funny.
I had some more, especially then after watching the Reels thing with the boyfriend with other added things. And even if it was, even if he wasn't or whatever, but the guy in jail and the things he was saying, you're just like, it just seems like a weird thing to make up. You know what I mean? Like, so it just seems like there could have been a couple other components and a couple other reasons. Or
I wonder if they were just worried that the Hernandez estate would sue them.
Possibly.
But I have no idea.
But you're right. Like, maybe this is a weird one because it doesn't skew either way. Like, as opposed to, obviously,
do I like,
like
that it's not biased?
I know. I know. Well, because all of them have been. You know, I mean, yeah. Obviously, the Madeleine McCann one was biased.
Yeah.
And the Scott the Hulu Scott Peterson one was very biased.
And the other one was so biased. And the other one was biased
the other way.
I don't know what to think.
Yeah. I'm apparently Making a Murderer is very biased.
Oh, my God. Making a Murderer is just like a propaganda Stephen Avery, like... Season one was biased enough, and I hoped that they would mitigate that in season two, but they just went all the way.
And there's going to be a season three.
Ugh, I didn't even. There's no point.
But I mean, so yeah, so these are all biased, and this one was very much like, here's the facts about it. But you True. Didn't. It's like you didn't necessarily like you feel you kind of just yeah you kind of just felt bad for everybody.
Yeah,
like I found sympathy for every single fucking person involved.
That's true.
Except for maybe his mom. His mom seems that's what I was going to say.
I feel like I always come for these moms so hard, though.
She also was in a very abusive relationship. Okay, so I take it back. I feel very bad.
We feel bad for. Is there anyone we don't feel bad for? The Patriots. That's the lesson
and
here.
We're sorry for any Patriots
documentary.
I don't feel bad for the Patriots at all. But no. I feel bad for every other party involved. I feel bad for the sisters. I feel bad for the daughter. I feel bad for Tanya. I feel bad for his brother. I feel bad for his friend who was also covering up his own bisexuality. Now this documentary is kind of, I mean, maybe he has already like come out to his friends and family, but you know, to do a documentary like that, to come out to maybe people that don't know you that well, that's huge.
Yeah. I mean, that's just.
Yeah. I feel bad for the two people that were murdered in a car. I feel bad for
God. If I got murdered for spilling a drink on someone, like I'd be so mad.
I know.
I would be so mad from beyond the grave.
Yeah.
Like really, this is what I have to die for. Anyways, yeah.
It's so wild. Yeah. But seemingly they had no other connection to Aaron Hernandez.
And maybe that's why they didn't try to super explain it, because maybe it just like can't really be explained. And I feel like that's a reason. Yeah. I think I read that in murder trials, like you don't have to provide a motive because it's not always... It doesn't always
Sometimes
matter.
Sometimes there's just evidence just and like, people are just dead.
Right. And yeah, it seems like in this case, unless like all these high-powered attorneys really miss something, like maybe there just wasn't a better explanation. Like
yeah.
Maybe he did just get mad and snap at all these people.
Again, yeah, and this all could just stem down from the fact that like his brain was just not functioning correctly.
Right.
You know? This guy was just literally trying to fight a fucking brain injury. Like he was trying to be a person in society and live life with like literally shit wrong. Like, and this is not like, not, I mean, like, I guess it is it mental? No, I don't think. I mean, I think it was when you see it, there's just like a bigger like hole where there's not supposed to be like when you
what do
when,
you mean? In like, is what, that mental
in
illness
what was going on with his brain? Yeah, I think it was. I think there was literally just stuff that was shifted around and moved. Again, sorry, this is not a science podcast, and I apologize if this makes me sound like a fucking idiot. I'm just working. I'm processing out my own shit out loud.
Yeah,
but I mean, like this guy was trying to function with stuff severely wrong with
which
his
I
head.
Don't even think he necessarily knew that there was.
He
anything
didn't, and
wrong.
That's why he was like smoking weed and doing PCP. Like he was trying to fill the holes and trying to like make sense of maybe his own thoughts and like whatever was happening, and that's like. But you know what? I don't know. That just that makes me also sad that like he didn't know that there was something actually wrong with him.
Right. Or maybe he just felt too stigmatized to get help. Didn't realize maybe no one
Probably
was helping
didn't even
him.
Cross his like Who you knows? Said, he didn't really have support in that way.
Right.
But he also, you know, like all of his friends said, like he kind of chose this like life where he was kind of in. Getting into himself into bad situations.
Well,
even his brother was like, I wish he went to Seattle. I wish he went to San Francisco. Like, I wish he went anywhere that weren't by the people that he was hanging out with in
Right. It seems like he was kind of like self-sabotaging and isolating himself by going to like University of Florida instead of Connecticut where his family would be. But then after he got involved in those bad people, mm-hmm. they wanted to get him away, but he stayed in New England. I don't know.
Yeah.
One final question that I did have.
What?
Maybe Reels answered this. What was with the way that they arrested him with the shirt? Like, why did they do that?
I imagine...
How they put his hands behind his back, and but they took his arms out of the sleeve and then
I
pulled the shirt
he,
over it.
What didn't have a shirt on when they came in, and they just put handcuffs on him, and then he...
Interesting.
And then they probably put a t-shirt on him.
Interesting.
But that was also such a lame part where all these people then were doing...
All these fucking
doing
girls
that on
in
Instagram.
Florida. I'm like, get out of here.
Putting the shirt and putting their handcuff thing.
Yeah,
it's like,
people are
relax.
Disgusting. That, that's what I mean with like football fans. Also, I'm sorry, especially Patriots fans. They just go so over the top. And it's like, again, someone has died. Someone is arrested. Like, yeah. You guys are gross. Just Tebow. That's way more PC and chill.
Just a knee.
Like, don't do this.
Yeah. Yeah. That would be my takeaway, that he probably didn't have a shirt on. And then they were like, well, let's put something on you as you.
Got it.
Go out.
Okay, yeah, I was wondering.
Yeah. Do you want to know a couple of the other things that the guy, that Kyle Kennedy said?
Yes.
Okay.
We're at the educational portion of the podcast.
They're just kind of, it's just
no,
like,
I'm curious because I'm not going to watch it by myself.
He said that the relationship that he had with Aaron in there was like very, he goes, it was very serious. It was very real. He's like, it kind of came up, because this guy, I don't think, calls himself gay. I think he's just kind of like as much like
the boyfriend.
Yeah, I think it was just like, he's like, me and Aaron would just talk. He told me about some stuff that happened, and then one time, you know, one thing led to another, and he essentially gave me a blowjob, and then that started happening like once a week. He's like, but we would,
I know
like,
how that goes, but yeah. I didn't think that.
But he's like, you know, he wrote me letters. He talked a lot. He goes, and then it started to get really serious. Like, he told me, he's like, I love you. I would do anything for you. Like, whatever you want. Like, I'm for you. Like, he told him he wanted to marry him. He said that he really never was like attracted to his fiance. He would have to think of men when he had sex with her. It's like a lot of different. Sad. So a lot of like things stuff. That were coming
also
up,
I thought when we talked about overcompensating, yeah. One thing I thought was interesting was how like transphobic he was, and like also sometimes homophobic a little bit. Do you remember that like recorded prison conversation that was just like pure transphobia with the fiance? And she was like,
yeah,
can you
like,
not
don't
do this?
Do that. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think that all could,
I think that was totally like
come from the same place. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is also like I said, I think that there was a lot of shit happening in his brain that he couldn't process, and then also like his brain actually couldn't process.
Yeah. I feel like the story is so interesting because it's like someone who seemingly got it all and then lost it all real fucking quick.
Yeah. I mean, essentially, like you said, when if he did the double homicide, he did that and then played a whole year of football. Like, he really only.
But, yeah, but
like
it was only a year. Yeah. Like, isn't that the craziest part, too? Yeah. It's like he just really had a year. And
no,
then
was it two? It was two. Cause
well,
I think
oh,
he
right.
Because well,
he was convicted in 2013. Yeah. But I guess you'd figure that he's like in jail unless he's out on bail before that. But he wasn't like playing after he'd gotten arrested.
No.
But yeah, it was just a very short time, like a really quick like ascent and then fall from grace, which I thought was really.
I know. But it just like, but it also seems like the way that he was kind of living his life, this it almost, you know, it seemed like he was always obviously on the line of getting caught doing something. You know,
mm-hmm.
If like the whole time in college and everything, he was still doing drugs and not and getting into fights and really not taking what he had seriously, almost, you know, it's like something that he wanted, but it almost feels like he was kind of he seemed like he was always trying to. I think we said it before, like self-sabotage almost, like
maybe
like because of this, that or the other. But it seemed like, yeah, it's like, well, you just got signed for $40 million. Why would you? And that, like, something has to be wrong
yeah.
for you to be
and
like,
I feel like that's also what captivates people about this, is because it's like you seemingly have it all. You play for the Patriots.
And he
you
was
have
good.
A $40 million 5-year contract.
Yeah.
And, like, it just, and you fuck it up so badly so quickly. I feel like that's also why people are interested in this.
Yeah. I mean, it's truly fascinating. Like I said, there's so many different factors and there's so many weird layers to it that it's like.
So many.
Yeah. That's why. I mean, maybe that's why it was hard to pinpoint the documentary, because it's almost like there's almost too many things that you.
Right.
You couldn't make it biased to one thing because there's too many fucking things.
That's true.
Because as much as you want to make it biased towards the people that he killed, you know, and have sympathy for them, like, he also went through his own shit.
Right. That's true.
Yeah.
I don't know. Do you have any parting thoughts?
I don't know. I just. Like you said, I feel very unsettled. I feel very like I'm excited to watch the Super Bowl, and I feel very bad about
that.
Oh,
no. Yeah.
You know, I'm like, it's like, I love the 49ers. I love my team. I think I also get very sad that I was like, this is a pastime that I think is, yeah, like kind of one of those things that it makes me sad that it can potentially hurt people. I mean, like,
yeah.
Obviously getting hit. It's not like I'm like, oh, is what people get hurt? But like that these. This brain
disease.
No, but
it's not like you just walk it off.
This
is what we're learning now. It's like, no, maybe
is that there's
you don't.
Probably a lot of people with in a lot of pain and like maybe that are very confused as to what's happening in their brain because of this.
Right.
And so I think anybody who played football needs to go get Go get tested. Go get tested for CTE, footballers. No, I don't know. That part just makes me sad that there's a lot of people that maybe didn't know that this was a thing, but that we're feeling the effects of it.
I just wish we didn't CTE. As a nation care about football this much. Like, it's this like huge machine. People are getting hurt. Shady stuff is maybe going down. And like, there's a whole lot of money involved. And like,
yeah, so is movies in Hollywood.
Sure. Oh, Hollywood is terrible.
Hollywood is terrible.
Hollywood should like not exist. But then what would I watch? But
that's what I'm saying. It's always going to be something that we're into.
You're right.
You know, but it does. This is actually like a physical thing.
Yeah.
Where you actually see people hitting each other in their heads. And right. you're like, oh,
it's I like, wish. Can't we just do flag football?
Guarantee like, we'd have a lot of disgruntled people if they only had to watch flag
right?
football.
Let's just do two-hand touch. Like, come on. I don't know. But yeah, I mean, overall, it was interesting only documentary.
Kickers only.
No, I know. It's just punting. I was going to say that. Is that not just soccer? I love soccer because it's the opposite where everyone's like faking injuries.
Oh, they're so dramatic. It's so fun.
Yeah. Let's just do that.
Let's just be soccer.
Let's have it like, be like it's WWE, like all just fake.
Yeah, those guys get hurt too, though.
Oh, really? I thought it was all fake.
Oh my God, wrestling? No, those guys get so fucked up. Most of them end up dying from steroid, like their hearts explode from steroid use, or they have concussions. All that, like, there's a whole like shit. Wrestling is a whole other thing. Like, their bodies are fucked.
Oh God, I know nothing about wrestling.
Ugh. Yeah. There's even a website called deadwrestlers.com and you see most of them die before they're like 40 because of all these things. It's wild. Yeah.
Wow, The Rock really beat the odds. Good for him.
He did. Well, he went and to be the highest paid Hollywood actor.
I know, he's the
best. Good for you, The Rock.
So great. So sports are bad. That's what we've learned.
they're all kind of weird. That's why I like baseball. It's just boring.
It is so boring, but so fun to tailgate.
Yeah, it's fun.
That's it.
Yeah.
Well, I think we've exhausted this documentary.
We did a lot.
We did a lot. We did more research than Netflix. Just kidding. No, we didn't.
We didn't. You know that about us.
No, definitely not. But thank you guys for listening. Danny had to go back to work, but follow him on Instagram at @CashmereDanny with a K. You can follow me on Instagram, Sarah F. Carter. Follow Casey on Instagram, CaseFaceB. Any Mohegan Sun trips?
No. All right. Nothing in the works. I'm trying to think if I have anything. This is coming out. I don't know.
Yeah.
Come follow me on Instagram. I'll post some stories about some shows.
And follow the podcast Instagram, NATCpod. If you miss the live show, we are going to put it out as an episode. So your FOMO will hopefully not be too bad. But we would love to catch you guys at the next one. And please rate, review, subscribe to the podcast.
Please give us a good review.
Yep. We love you guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Betches.